Gentlemen, good morning to everyone, a Chodesh Tov, as we sit here in the shadow of the World Series, about to be won by one of the two teams at the seventh game this evening. Allow me to talk about the Chazaras HaShatz scandal. There were scandals in the World Series, as you know, back in the beginning of the 20th century. Certain games were bored off and whatnot. Allow me this morning, though, to talk about the scandal of Chazaras HaShatz. In order to do that, let's together remember one little tiny halacha about Rosh Chodesh. We're sitting here on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, like every Rosh Chodesh, as you come to the Shacharis service and you get to the silent Amida, what do you have to insert in? Yalev Yavo. What happens if you forget? So we all know, Myra, if you don't repeat, what happens in Shacharis in Mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and I quote to you, Simon Tuf, Kaf Bet 422. He talks about the davening on Rosh Chodesh, and he says you have to go ahead and repeat Yaleh V'Yavo. You have to say Yaleh V'Yavo. If you forget and you're still before Modim, just go back to Ritzeh. You're in the middle of the bracha. If you already go past Modim, you have to go back to Ritzeh as well. And if you got to the end of davening and you didn't say Yaleh V'Yavo, what do you got to do?
Repeat.
Well, that's the halacha. I will quote it to you just because some people around this table think I made it up. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you forget Yaleh V'Yavo, im lo amaro shacharis u'mincha, machzirin oto, v'im yiskar kodim shiitchil modim, omer b'makom shenizkar, v'im lo nizkar ad achar shiitchil modim, im yiskar kodim shiishlim tfilato, chozer l'ritzei, v'im lo nizkar shiishlim tfilato, chozer l'arosh. So, very simply, gentlemen, you have to say Yaleh V'Yavo. If you're about to say, oh, I didn't remember Yaleh V'Yavo, you go back to. And you say it right there. If you already said Modim, you go back to Ritzeh. And if you finish davening, you got to repeat the whole davening. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. That's Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. However, my problem begins because the Shulchan Aruch was not just written for Rosh Chodesh, it was written for the entire year. And in Simon Kaf Kuf Dalid 1:22, the Shulchan Aruch talks about something called Chazaras HaShatz. How would you define it? The Chazan's repetition. The Chazan's repetition. The way I hear it, when you say the Chazan's repetition, you're speaking about the fact that the Chazan says something, and we just have to maybe listen, maybe not, don't know. But there the Shulchan Aruch says something interesting. He says that during Chazaras HaShatz, if you don't know how to daven, you should listen word to word to the Chazan, and he'll be able to fulfill your obligation for you. Everyone here knows how to daven, so we're not going to deal with that. But I'd love to deal with the following. In Siman Kaf Kuf Dalet Se'if Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mi sheshachach v'lo amar Yaleh V'Yavo b'Rosh Chodesh, whoever forgot Yaleh V'Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, he should listen to what you call the Chazaras HaShatz from beginning to end, as if he's davening by himself, and he shouldn't do anything in between to stop it, but you should listen to every word. Because he already davened, and he just forgot, even though he understands, and even though he already davened, and usually the rules of Chazaras HaShatz is he only fulfills the obligation for those that can't daven themselves, says the Shulchan Aruch. In this case, if you listen word for word, no problem. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, not so happy. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah in that particular simon, Vayen ba'achronim, don't know which, shekatvu demutav sheyachzor v'yitpalel ba'atzmo. It's better that he goes back and he davens himself. Because today, I'm living in Raden, 20th century, no one can listen word for word to the Chazan. How can this be? We just said it's the Chazan's repetition, so how can it fulfill the obligation for me? We just read in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that I have to repeat Yaleh V'Yavo. And now we're reading, but if you forgot Yaleh V'Yavo and you listen to the Chazaras HaShatz, it's okay. You don't have to repeat. In my humble opinion,
It depends how you define chazarat hashatz. How have you defined it your whole life? Reader's repetition. If it's the reader's repetition, it has nothing to do with me. But if you call it the public amida, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a private korban and a public korban, then perhaps, it has something to do with me. It's not that the Chazan is repeating Shmoneh Esrei for himself. He's offering a public amida on behalf of us all. And if that's the case, then he's my spokesman. But says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to text during Chazarat Hashatz, and he's not your spokesman, repeat Yalevi yourself. But if you listen attentively, then, and only then, will this work.
Whoever forgot Yalevi Yavo, if he listens to the Chazan from beginning to end, from Baruch Atah at the beginning to Yehiyula Ratzon at the end, and he doesn't talk, and he doesn't go ahead and walk out, and he sits there with his feet together, he does not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei.
Does he have to stand? Mm-hmm.
Stand.
He has to stand.
Yes.
So does that not jive with the first
gentlemen,
one?
According to that, maybe the Chazan is not davening for someone that didn't know how to daven. We davened already.
For someone who forgot.
Yeah. Maybe the Chazan is not just repeating himself for himself. He also davened already. Mm. What might be happening here? Perhaps we have a different definition here of Chazarat Hashatz. What's Chazarat Hashatz?
You taught us earlier that it's a unique, separate davening. Nothing to do with the audience, per se.
Mm-hmm.
That we're saying amen to him because he is a... Not that it's a better davening. It's a different type of a davening.
Correct. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and I quote, "The afagav dekaiman adeshlech libor ino motzi eladavka mishen obaki." Even though the halacha we just read said, at the beginning of this particular chapter, that the chazan can only fulfill the obligation for those that, what? Don't know how to daven themselves. But if you know how to daven yourself, you should do it yourself. In parentheses, this is based on a Yerushalmi that says that even though shomea keone, if you hear someone else do a bracha and you say amen, it's like you said it, works. We don't advise it for three things. For kabbalat ol malchut shamayim, because you should accept the yoke of heaven upon yourself, for davening, because you should daven for yourself, and for birkos hanehenin, because if you don't eat, if you're eating, you should say the bracha yourself. So those are the three things. In any case, because it's only for someone that doesn't understand, shani hacha sheit palel, ela sheshachach velo iskir. He already davened! So therefore, what's his only problem? He forgot. Lachen afal pishuhu baki, even though he knows how to daven, shliach tzibor motziyo, the shliach tzibor can fulfill the obligation for him.
Even if he doesn't know.
Even if he knows.
Right.
If he doesn't know, that's exactly what Chazarat Hashatz is there for. He knows. He davened, but he forgot. So if I learn Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, I have to go back. But wait a minute. If I learn Hilchos Chazarat Hashatz, all of a sudden, there's a way out. I don't have to daven again. What do I got to do?
Just stand and listen.
Stand there, listen quietly and carefully, and what?
Be
mechaven to every word, and you're okay.
I have a question.
Now I want to make it a little more complicated before your question. One second. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is written in the 16th century. Rav Yosef Karo starts in Spain, Portugal, Tzfat. He writes the Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Chafetz Chaim live, the one, the author of the Mishnah Berurah? He lives in Radin. We have a live video of him on YouTube. He's already living in the real world. And listen to this line. This is amazing. Vayen b'achronim, he says, look in the achronim, which I don't know, but there's achronim out there. Shekatfu, temutav sheyachzor v'yitpalel ba'atzmo. It's better that he davens and he repeats his own Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Shulchan Aruch just said, just listen to the Shliach Tzibor. What's the big deal? 3 minutes, 4 minutes, Chazarat Hashatz, Eden Duchanim, 5 minutes. Deha Itna, yes?
Because
I wish. Actually, worse. Deha Itna now, Lav Kol Adam Yechol Lechaven Da'ato Lishmoch Mishtech Tzibu Mirosh Vatzof. Anyone want to explain that line? Deha Itna now, yes?
People don't have the intent to listen to the repetition from the beginning to the end.
The Shema Levavo Yifne Velo Yishma Mishliach Tzibur Ezem Milot HaMakvim Batfila.
Yeah,
He misses some words, and it takes away from his prayer.
What does the Mishnah Berurah say? We're not going to deal this morning with why we do Chazarat Hashatz anyway, but we're about to deal with it in any case, and I'll try to explain. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Nice idea. I don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, right? Beautiful. But in this day and age, it's not appropriate. Why?
People don't have to run anyway.
It's very simple. Gentlemen, here we are. We're sitting at the table. And I'm as guilty as anyone. How many people here during this year have been using their phone? Don't raise your hands. You know who you are. And I'm the same way. You want to know why? Because we all suffer from something. And this is not the 21st century. This is 20th century here. What do we suffer from? OCD? What do you want to call it? ADHD? Whatever you want to call it. People can't concentrate to listen to another human being for 4 whole minutes. 4 whole minutes. 60 seconds times 4 equals 240 seconds. 4 whole minutes. You can't do it. You just can't do it. Now, you want an example? Go to Mincha today. Just look around the room what happens during Chazarat Hashatz, and you will see what happens. According to this, I would like to suggest that this is a scandal beyond scandals. The Chachamim says that the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. If it's his business, it's not mine. He has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Hey, you're a Chazan. Excuse my discretion. You're screwed. You got to say it twice. I say it once, I'm out of there. You got to say it twice. Tough. You want to be a Chazan? You got to pay for it. Sometimes they pay Chazanim. Now you're going to pay. What are you going to pay? You're going to daven twice. If it's his business, nothing to do with me. I'll take out a safer. I'll learn. I'll take out my phone. I'll text. I'll take out whatever. I'll answer phone calls. Whatever it is, no problem. What? The Chazan's saying, Slach Lanu. He's saying, Shma Koleinu. And I say, hello. It's his business. But if you want to define Chazarat Hashatz differently, if we don't call it the Chazin's repetition, but rather we call it the public Amida, namely we're all davening, albeit we have a spokesman, the Chazan, then it's absolutely inappropriate for anyone, as he's being our spokesman, to look at their phone, to be learning and whatnot. And if you look at the laws of Chazarat Hashatz, the Shulchan Aruch is absolutely on the side of what? Public Amida or Chazan's repetition? Well, let's test it out. Does the Shulchan Aruch allow us to learn during Chazarat Hashatz? 100% not. There have been attempts by many. If you look in the Magen Avraham and the Taz, he quotes the Ramah Mipano, who says that if you can do two things at once, namely, learn a sefer and answer amen to the end of each bracha and know what you're answering amen to. In other words, the Chazan says, amen. What did you say amen to? The bracha. What did he say? I don't know. What did he say? Oh, no, he was just saying whatever. He was saying the words in the article sitter. That's no good. You have to know what he's saying, and you have to know what you're learning. If you can do two things at once, the Ramah Mipano is melam mitzchut. But regular poskim, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishnah Berurah all say it's 100% usur, not just to learn during Chazarat Hashatz, but let alone say Tehillim during Chazarat Hashatz, and do other things. So on which side do they come down? Public Amida or Chazan's repetition?
Public.
Public Amida. Because if it's the Chazan's repetition, I'll do what I want. It's not my business here. You teach a shir and I'll play on my phone. Nothing to do with me. You do too. I'm in my world, you're in world. Eile bareche ve'eile basusin. No problem. But if it's a public Amida, then it's my Amida too. Just, I'm not saying it. The Chazan's my spokesman. And there can be many, many ramifications, but here is one of them. If you say it's a Chazan's repetition, and that's what I think the Mishnah Berurah was alluding to when he says, no one's listening. It's the Chazan's business. I'm on my phone. I'm in my little world. Repeat your own Shmoneh Esrei. You have nothing to do with him. He has nothing to do with you. It's a big problem. But if you say, no, he is davening on my behalf, because just like in the Beis HaMikdash, as Rav Soloveitchik explained, there were two kinds of korbanos. Some were private. I put on the lights Shabbos morning. I forgot it was Shabbos. I bring a korban chatat. And some were public. Why?
He says it's the reason why Chomosh was sent when I said Reish is because the
Lav Yatzat. Okay, very good, very good. Okay. Very good. So let's not take Aish. If I cooked on Shal, very good. Excellent. Okay, excellent. Very good. No. You're absolutely right. There's a machlokas if putting on a light on Shabbos is an av malacha in the sense of that if you do it b'mezit, you're chayav kares, and therefore b'shogeg, you're chayav chatas, or it's just a lav, a regular lav in the Torah, like not eating pig. So let's take another example. If I got up Shabbos morning and I cooked myself breakfast and I remembered it was Shabbos, I have to bring a korban chatat. That's my private business. Like my private amida is my private business. I'll ask God for what I need. In the public amida, that's a little different. What did they bring this morning in the Beis HaMikdash? We read it in the Laning. If you happen to be listening to the Laning this morning and not playing on your phones, what did we read about first? Okay, gentlemen, what did we read about this morning in the Laning? Rosh Chodesh. Oh, Bruce, I guess you were playing on your phone this morning. Is that your answer? Or maybe you are at that part. There were four aliyahs this morning. You're right about the fourth one, but you're missing three-fourths. First, we read about the daily korban brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the korban tamid, morning and night. Then we read about the korban of Shabbos, Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana. And then we got to Rosh Chodesh. That was the laning this morning. Now, when they brought the korban on Shabbos, Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana, they brought the korban tamid in the morning and the afternoon. Whose korban was it? The Kohens? The Levites?
The
Kehillah? All Am Yisrael! So now let's plug it into davening, because davening is against or like korbanos.
I don't think you can, because what they did in the Beit HaMikdash, you didn't have to be present for.
Correct, the same thing here. When the chazan's in the shul and he davens his own private shmoneh esrei, right? It's like you're bringing your own little korban. We're in a mikdash ma'at, you're bringing your korban. That's why the chachamim said, tfilot keneged korbanot tiknum, your private korban. But there was another kind of korban, where a chazan davens on the behalf of everyone. Do you have to actually be present in the room? Very big machlokas in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Dalet. Perhaps the chazan in the shul is also motzi yedei chobah ha'ambasadot. Just like when a kohen duchens, just like he did in the Beis HaMikdash, but he duchens in our shul, he's motzi yedei ha'ambasadot. Parenthetically, I just want to let you know that if you're in the shul and you turn your back to the kohen, or you're standing in front of the Kohen, you don't get the bracha. But ambasadot do. Interesting. If you show you don't want to, because you're putting your back to the Kohen, you don't get the bracha. But if you actually are there, and you listen, you get it. So gentlemen, if chazarat hashatz is the chazan's repetition, you have to repeat your own Shmoneh Esrei. But if you say, no, it's my repetition too. It's not a repetition. It's a different kind of davening. It's called the public amida. If it's the public amida, then it's part of me. So I happen to have today an obligation to say Yalav Yavo. I forgot. But I did daven already a private davening. Now it's my public amida. If it's my public amida, if I listen attentively, says the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo. Because that amida is as much to do with you as it does with the chazan.
What does Sanya Mainland do? Even if he says it is his repetition, but I say, and I listen instead of main, wouldn't that kind of cover me?
Of course, if you listen and say amen. But if, as the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah says, you don't, ayin b'achronim, you know, from the Shulchan Aruch's time on, this ADHD, then no, sorry, repeat your own. If you come to shul, and he is sitting, and the chazan is saying the chazarat hashatz, and he's saying slach lanu, and he's saying refo'enu, and you're learning, then tough. You're not part of it. You have showed you're not part of it, just like when you turn your back to the Kohen when he duchens. But if you listen attentively, the chatchila, you don't have to stand, it's a nice chumrah, but you listen to every word, and you, in this case, you want to look, you want to latzet yidei chovah, so you stand up, then it's as much your Shmoneh Esrei as it is his.
So does he count in 100 brachas?
Pardon?
He counts in 100 brachas a day?
100 brachas a day.
So,
absolutely,
so
it's counted.
If someone has a minhag of following the chazan in the siddur,
Yeah.
All the time, and forget, and then and that person forgets to say yalla v'yavo.
Absolutely, he does. He can be yotze, 100%. So as we could see here, then gentlemen, it all goes back to the scandal of Chazarat HaShatz. Very good. If you call it Chazarat HaShatz as it's colloquially called, then I absolutely don't understand everything I just said. I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. It's his business, not mine. I'll play on my phone. The problem is, we made up that name. Maybe it's Philip Birnbaum that made up that name. Mr. Artsko made up that name. Whoever did. Someone made up the name, the Chazin's repetition, namely, he Chazin's, and we sit there. Hopefully. But we don't sit there, we talk. And if we don't talk, we read. And if we don't read, we text. And if we don't text, we look at our phones. Whatever it might be, if we go with the notion of Chazin's repetition, I can absolutely understand everything I just described to you. But if you go with the notion of public Amida, meaning he is davening on behalf of all Klal Yisrael, just like the Kohen Gadol, Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, pardon me, brought the Korban Tamid every day. Of course I have to stand there right behind him. Imagine if we go in to meet a prime minister, and we have a spokesman, and as you're talking to the prime minister, Bruce is on his phone texting. The prime minister will say, excuse me, who are you? Oh, I'm with them. What do you mean you're with them? You've been playing on your phone. How are you with them? Well, we've been talking about, I don't know.
Is the chatzimah I don't know. The most important function of
therefore, gentlemen, I want to say to everyone today and everyone listening, stop calling it the Chazan's repetition. It is a terrible scandal. Call it the public Amida. Just like there's a public Torah reading, there is a public Amida. Now, in order to prove my point, as we are all sitting here, I will prove my point from an experience we all went through exactly a month ago. Who can tell me what happened exactly a month ago? Ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, one person is listening. Baruch Hashem. Forgot your name, sir.
Mendel.
Mendel, kol hakavod. Mendel gets the cake. That's right. Everyone else, you better wait till you get your piece. Mendel, one second, Bruce. Mendel has said it. We were standing Rosh Hashanah. There's a halacha that says that if you blow shofar b'chaver ear, namely in a minyan, you don't just blow 30 kolos, you blow after malchiot, zichronot, v'shofarot, during, continue the sentence, the chazarat hashatz.
The public Amida.
Now, gentlemen, Rov HaRishonim, except for the Aruch and a few others, say you don't blow in the private Shmones, right? That's private. Again, Rov HaRishonim say not. I know shuls that do. I know the Aruch says to do. I know Rav Soloveitchik and his small minion did. In my shul where I came from in Halifax, we did. Rov HaRishonim say only in the public Amida. Now, we're not going to get into what and the differences and why, but quite frankly, gentlemen, if we say that the minyan is obligated to blow shofar in the Chazarat HaShatz, that's another way of saying we're all chayav to hear shofar because in the middle of our Amida. What's our Amida? The Chazarat HaShatz! How is it our Amida? Because we're listening to every single word. It's not the Chazan's Amida. If it's the Chazan's Amida, it's a private Amida. So it's like him davening at home, where he does not blow shofar after Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. If a person was sick, or a person could not come to shul for whatever reason, and he davened at home, he would not blow shofar during Malchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. But if he's in a minyan, he's obligated to. And when the rabbi before blowing shofar makes the announcement, everyone has to be quiet and all that and whatnot, he doesn't say, oh, but during Chazarat HaShatz, that's a chazan's business. So everyone can talk and make merry, don't worry about it, it's nothing to do with you. Everyone enjoy yourselves, read the parsha sheets, talk about the beautiful new year, complain about the rabbi and the president, complain about the seat you got, no problem, because it has nothing to do with you, it's the chazan's business. It's the Baal Tokeya's business. Have you ever heard an announcement like that? Of course you didn't hear an announcement like that. So if you didn't hear an announcement like that, you can't call it Chazarat HaShatz. What do you have to call it? The public Amida. The Shliach Tzibor is the messenger of the Tzibor who comes before God on behalf of us all. And he says things in front of God on behalf of us all. And therefore, Minhag Yisrael has been that during the so-called Chazaret HaShatz, what I like to call the public Amidah, we all chip in. We say piyutim.
If we finish saying Shema
Ne'esrei. If we finish on time. We say piyutim. What do you mean we say piyutim? If it's the Chazan's business, let him say the piyutim. Well, why would there be piyutim there? If the whole idea is to repeat Shema Ne'esrei, repeat Shema Ne'esrei. Finish. 1, 2, 3. Out. But if the idea is a public Amidah, you can understand your fulfillment of blowing shofar. I'll say their habrachot of Malchiyot Zichronot and Shofarot. Your, not his, yours, mine, and everyone in the shuls is being fulfilled during the public Amidah. How is it being fulfilled? Because it's an Amidah of us all. And one condition, what's the condition? You listen. Therefore, gentlemen, I'd like to say that even though it's a chumrah, and I'm telling you it's a chumrah, and whoever can't physically do it, don't. I will advise anyone that can to stand up during Chazaret HaShatz. It will change your whole perception of Chazaret HaShatz. Number two, listen to the words. Look at the translation of the English as he goes along in the Hebrew. When you know what he's saying, then you'll know what you're saying later. And obviously say Amen. And follow the halacha of not learning during Chazaret HaShatz. If you do, there's a cherry on top. If you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat it. But if you don't, if you're going to do like we did this morning, one guy, and I'm telling you, I am amazed by this every single day. I don't understand how there's a guy in my minyan who in the middle of Chazaret HaShatz sits down and reads the newspaper. I just can't. I look at it every day and I say, he's with the, here we go. But yes, this is the achronim of the Mishnah Berurah. Better that he repeats his Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because he's not listening. He's reading a newspaper.
The parsha should be.
And what's the difference? The Shulchan Aruch does not allow you to learn during Chazaret HaShatz because it's your Amidah as much as his.
Is there any difference?
Therefore, gentlemen, I would like to say that if you call it the public Amidah, you got a cherry on top. You don't have to repeat Yavo V'Yavo. But if you call it the Chazaret HaShatz, the Chazan's repetition, and you don't listen and you're texting, then do respect. Yes, you have to repeat because you're basically showing this has nothing to do with me. I finished, I'm out of there. Now, quite frankly, you understand that there is one time that you can combine the two. It's both public and private. When? Let's say you come in late to shul. What do you do? If you say, there's different shitos, but one of the shitos are that you say Shmoneh Esrei word for word with the chazan. Word for word. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avoteinu.
Isn't there a din supposed to finish before chazan gets to mind?
No, you're supposed to say either that, that's one shita, or you say modim with the chazan, word for word. In other words, you shouldn't come to a situation where the chazan saying, we thank you, guard modim, and you're not thanking God. But if you're saying it word for word for him, it's not a problem. There is one situation where you can combine the two. But in a normative situation where you come on time, you have your private Amidah, and then you have your public Amidah. And if it's your public Amidah, you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo.
I always thought that the part that you have to listen to is the part you're saying Amen to the Chatimah. And if you didn't quite follow the other words.
There's something called an Amen Yatoma. What's an Amen Yatoma? What's Yatom in Hebrew?
Orphan.
An orphan. An orphan domain. What is an orphan domain?
Too long after the rock.
Actually not. What's an orphan domain?
You say it's a connection.
You don't know what you're saying Amen to. Here, hi kid, who's your father? I don't know. Oh, hi, you said Amen. What'd you say Amen to? I don't know. Some Hebrew word. I don't know.
But here you listen.
I don't know.
Here you listen to the Chazan.
If the guy can at least say the Chazan said some words in Hebrew and I heard everyone say Amen and I said Amen, Baruch Hashem, Gamzu Latova. But if most of the time people say Amen, what'd you say Amen to? I don't know. Where's the Chazan? Let's stop davening. Where's the Chazan? You daven Shmoneh Esrei every day, so it's not hard to follow. Where's the Chazan right now? Stop davening. Trick question. Where's the Chazan? So if you're following Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to shoot out the answer. You're going to spit it out like you wouldn't believe. But if you're standing there, you don't know what he's saying. You're in your own world. Where's the Chazan? I don't know. What is he talking about? Not my business. He became Chazan. Ooh, I don't want to be Chazan. Then call it the Chazaret HaShatz, your Chazan's repetition. And when you forget, Yalav Yavo, repeat it.
Why does that answer what I was asking?
Yes.
You listen to the Chazan, the bracha carefully.
Yes, but you have to know what you're answering. If he says a bracha, And he says the bracha. You have to know what you're answering amen to. You can't just sit there and then amen.
If you didn't listen so close to the other words between...
Then it's probably okay as well. But that's correct. That's probably okay as well. But at least the chatima, you know what the chatima. Yeah. The chatima is the end of the bracha, which is another way of saying, this is what we've been speaking of. And now we are now finishing it with the words, whatever it is.
So just given the benefit of the doubt, that guy with the newspaper, might he be listening to the bracha saying amen? And the other part... He's at the newspaper.
Okay.
But he would never do that at the actual bracha.
Bruce, your word of honor and my word of honor. Let's be honest with one another. Okay? Here we are, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. A guy is reading the newspaper during Chazarat HaShatz. Do you want to honestly believe that he is listening to the end of every bracha and saying amen?
If he did do that.
Bruce, don't do if and buts. I'm asking you a serious question. And it's a very simple, practical one. If a guy is reading the newspaper during Chazarat HaShatz, is he listening to the Chazin or not? Yes or no?
Does he stand up for Kedusha? Does he know when to stand up for Kedusha?
Of course he stands for Kedusha. What do you think? The whole Chazarat HaShatz is Kedusha?
No, no, but if he knew when to stand up...
No, he doesn't. He's just following everybody else.
Well, if he actually sat through that, you can say, you know, this guy, he's not listening to a thing.
The guy didn't stand up during Kedusha, so I'm listening to the thing. If the guy does stand up for Kedusha, in my humble opinion, he's standing up because everyone else is standing up. So he does the same thing. He hears the rumbling in the chair, so he also does that. Okay? Do me a favor. Gentlemen, I am absolutely going to say it is a scandal that we take Chazarat HaShatz, we called it the Chazan's repetition. And I have to be honest, there were attempts throughout the generations to cancel Chazarat HaShatz because of this. The Rambam and Achuva tried. Certain Sephardic shuls do that for Musaf on Shabbos. But they have never canceled. I have never been to a shul where they canceled it at Shacharis. And the reason I believe is that because of what Rav Soloveitchik explained. I haven't found a better explanation. If you know one, please let me know. There's two kinds of davenings. One is private and one is public. But if it's public, it has to do with me. There's just a spokesman there. Now you can understand another halacha, and with this I conclude. There's all these halachas of who can be a chazan. Why would there be all these halachas who can be a chazan? One in a minute, he has to have a nice voice. He can't have people that hate him. If it's his business, not mine, what do I care who goes up there? Put a donkey up there, I don't care. But if it's my public amida, he's my spokesman, I of course care who he is. He better know how to speak, he better know how to dress, he better know how to do things. Now you can understand why there's halachas of a chazan. But if, nothing to do with me, chazan's repetition, you let him be the chazan, then obviously, why would there be halachas about? Who can be a chazan? Anyone, let anyone be a chazan, none of my business. So gentlemen, if you learned one thing from this year today, I hope you learned just one thing. Don't call it what? The Chazan's repetition. Call it the public amida. God bless us. We should be zochet.